This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Psalms 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Now then, do you go around doing that regularly? Okay, if you do not, you need to start today. Bless the Lord. Praise His holy name. When you wake up in the morning, first thing should be, instead of doing anything else, when you wake up in the morning, first thing you should do is bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I woke up this morning. If you are married and have a mate, after you bless him a little while, say, Lord, thank you for this beautiful woman you give me. Or if you happen to be the woman, say, Lord, thank you for this handsome man you gave me. Or something, you know. Praise him for your mate. You know, thank him for what he's given you. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Okay, now this is his benefit package to you, those of you that will be obedient and confess your sins and believe and stand on his word, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. So how many of your iniquities or sins will he forgive? All you got to do is confess them, right? And he'll forgive them. And then he heals some of your diseases. Oh, I didn't read that. That's exactly right. Well, that must be the way we believe it. That's the way we believe it. He heals some of my diseases, because if he'd healed me and I'm up here walking around, I know I got to walk forever and not be talking. I guess maybe this only going to last a little while. I'm going to give you a hard time today, girl. We're going to uphold it. Because, see, how many of your diseases did he promise to heal? What is it we don't understand about all? Does all include this part? No. If God promised to heal all of our diseases, then all we got to do is repent of our sins and get right with God and then take His promises and then believe it. But you know what we do? You'd be amazed at the people that come up here to me and say, well, I've repented of all my sins and I'm going to ask you to pray for me. Now, today, I realize it's Saturday, but God's got till Wednesday to heal me, because I'm going back to the doctor Wednesday to see how bad my surgery is going to have to be. You didn't have no faith in that. You might as well just go ahead and believe. Might as well go ahead and let the doctor do surgery, because you didn't believe the Word of God. How many of your diseases did He promise to heal?
All.
Well, now, I don't understand what we don't understand about all. If Jesus promised all, then if we get our sins repented of and say, Lord, you said right there you'd heal all of my diseases. If you said you heal all of my diseases, well then, Lord, what else do I need to do? He said, well, I've made you so many promises in my word, so many of them. But in the New Testament, somebody said, well, that's in the Old Testament. I said, okay, if he promised under the law to heal all of my sicknesses, all of them, then let's turn over to the New Testament just to one little promise that will guarantee it'll get you healed. And let's go to they're all over the place, but right now we're just going to go to one. And I want you to go to James 5, right past the book of Hebrews. And I want you to go to James 5, and I want you to see if your Bible reads like mine. Now, of course, the secret to getting healed is in Luke 13:3. Luke 13:3 says, Jesus speaking, except you repent. Does anybody know what repent means?
Yeah.
Turn away from? Okay, Lord, I'm going to turn away. I'm going to repent. I went out and stole $500 yesterday, and I'm going to repent. But, Lord, next week I'm going to see another $500. If it's there, I'm going to steal it again, but I can repent again. Is that repent?
No,
that wasn't repent, was it? Repent means you don't never steal nothing again, period, right? Repent means if you committed adultery last week, you repent. It doesn't mean go out and do it again next week. It means never do it again. That's what repent means. Because if you do, there's going to be consequences. But in James 5:14, when the Lord said, I heal all of your diseases, this is one of the many scriptures, the healing scriptures, and this is a guarantee, or at least I look at it like this. If God made this kind of promise, then the Word of God is forever settled in heaven. It cannot be broken. If that's true, and exalts His Word above all of His names, if all those Scriptures are true, and He makes this promise in James 5:14, is any sick among you?
Anyone.
Who does that include? Anyone. I mean, did you say that too, brother?
Anyone.
You said any sick?
Anyone.
Okay, now that almost as good as all, isn't it?
All right.
Okay, so if He heals all of our sicknesses as Christians, and then He says, is any sick among you? So far, we're batting 1,000, right?
Yeah.
We're batting 1,000. Well, I mean, it's not part of you, some of you, it's all and any. So that includes anybody in the church. He says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, so far, that doesn't sound too hard to do, does it? That's the beautiful part about God. He wrote this book so simple that a 4-year-old child could understand it. The only people that don't understand this book that I've come in contact with is those that have PhDs in the Bible. They're the ones that don't seem to understand it. I don't know what it is they don't understand about all. I don't understand what they don't understand about any sick among you. I got to build your faith. I mean, but I'm telling you what my Bible says, and I hope yours says the same thing mine does. And he says, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Oh, here's the catcher. And the prayer of
faith.
Oh, not that old, Father, if it be your will you please heal this lady? Oh, does that, do you hear any faith in that?
No.
No faith in if it be your will. What did he say his will was? The prayer of what? Prayer of faith. I'll tell you a story right here about a pastor, two pastors, and one of them's wife was dying. And a man of faith was asked to come over there to pray over this woman. I mean, a man of faith. He got over there and he walked up to the room, and there they are in there. The woman's dying. She's virtually comatose. One of them's there praying over, got his hands on her, said, oh, God, you know, Lord, I want to thank you for my wife I've had all these years. Lord, I'm going to ask you to help me when she passes away.
Oh.
I mean, the doctor says she can't live. So, and the other one after that and prays, the other one said, oh, God, would you give brother so-and-so, you know, the fortitude to make it and to stand this, oh, and all of this suffering he's going to go through without his mate. Oh, God, now, bro, and they just, oh. And after a little while, this man that was standing over the door, he come over and he had all this he could stand. He come over and he kicked the chair out from under both of them. He said, you men, get out of the way. He took a bottle of oil and said, God, heal her in the name of Jesus. And the woman jumped up and was instantly healed. Now, that's a prayer of faith. He said, pour a little all over. He had a whole bottle. He said, God, heal her in the name of Jesus. He poured it all over. And she got up and got healed. That's kind of like the night that right here, a doctor come over here and he come to church one Sunday afternoon. And after church over, he said, Thurman, I got a woman. She's Baptist and she's over in a medical center over here by 75. And said, except God intervene, this woman's going to be dead shortly. She's already comatose. He said, they're Baptists, they're Christians, they love God. But he said, I've done all I can do. We've done all we can do. He said, would you go over and pray for that woman? I said, yes. So we went over there that night. I didn't know this woman. I walked up. There's her husband up there. I said, are you a Christian? He said, I'm a Baptist. I go to the Baptist church. I said, well, do you know Jesus? He said, oh, yeah, I know Jesus. My wife and I know Jesus. We serve him. We love him with all our heart. I said, what do you not believe about this verse? And I read these two verses. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? Pretty awesome. I said, do you believe that? He looked at that and he read that and he says, my goodness, where'd that come from? Well, let me tell you what. As a Baptist, nobody ever told him that. I know I was one of them for many years. Nobody told me either. But let me tell you, one day I was reading the Bible and I found it. And mine says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. I said, brother, you believe that? He said, well, it's written in my Bible. I believe it. I said, one thing I can say about Baptists, they're good word people. If you show it to them in the word, the Baptists believe it. So I said, you believe that? He said, I believe it. I said, you and that woman are one. I said, so she's comatose. She can't ask me to pray for her, but you can. I said, will you ask me to go anoint your wife with oil and pray the prayer of faith over her? He said, by all means. So that doctor and him walked to the door, and I went in, poured oil on her, prayed the prayer of faith, commanded her to be healed in the name of Jesus, and that was on Sunday night. Monday morning, a week later, that woman went home healed.
Praise
God. Do we serve an awesome Jesus?
Amen.
I mean, but who made these promises?
God.
And He watches over His Word to perform His Word. But here's what we do. We go up and we say, oh God, Lord, I mean, this brother called us to anoint this man with oil. Well, let's take him into the pastor's office. We don't want to do it out here in the front because somebody might see us. And if you don't heal them, then we'll have a bad name that you don't heal anymore. Well, let me tell you, you might as well not go to a church like that because there ain't nothing going to happen in that church anyway. You got to be men of faith. Do it where God gets the glory. After all, if Jesus says there's any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. With a promise like that, there should never be a Christian going to church that ever goes to a doctor.
Amen.
That's right. The Christian should never need health insurance.
That's right.
If, first of all, Christians that are willing to believe and walk in obedience to God's Word is going to have so little sickness and disease. I mean, when the devil comes upon you to put something upon you, and he'll do that. He'll come by just putting you to the test. But if he has no legal right, and you know you're walking in obedience to the Word, and you wake up one morning with bronchitis, your throat's all stopped up, and you can't swallow, you can't talk this morning, and you've got a headache and everything else, instead of going to the medicine cabinet, you say, oh, devil, you just showed up this morning. In the name of Jesus, it is written right here in Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. And then look what Jesus said you can do if you're walking in obedience to the Word in Luke 10, 19 and 20. Now, at Luke 10, 19 and 20, let me show you how much power Jesus gave you over the devil. And this is if you don't give the devil legal right through sin. Now, if you open the door through sin, the beast has got legal right to torment you. In other words, that police officer out there in the physical world, he cannot stop you if you're obeying the law, right? No, that's right, he cannot. In the spirit world, the devil can't get you unless you've broken a rule. If you have not broken any of the rules, and the devil comes upon you to put something upon you, as long as you don't agree with him with your tongue, you've not broken the rules. Now then, that police officer out there in the world comes up to you, and you haven't done a thing wrong. At least not that he's seen. But you just come around the corner, and you were driving 90 miles an hour, and you come sliding in, and you stopped, and you got out of your car, and you walked up there, and there was a police officer standing there. And immediately, your heart condemns you.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.